This is Radio Margaritaville. I'm Kirsten hanging out backstage with Jimmy.
Kirsten. Hi. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Great to see you again.
You too.
I knew who that was, didn't I?
You did. You knew exactly who was playing.
Sonny Landreth. That's who it was. What was the name? What was that song?
That was Buffet Hotel.
That was Buffet Hotel? Oh, yeah. I know that. One of these days, we're going to play that.
Yes.
Yes, we're going to play that when Sonny comes back out. He was out in a couple of shows up on this tour. So we're talking about it. We're trying to get Tumani Diabate. There's rumor of his coming to America, and if he comes and Sonny's around, we're going to try to get that together.
I love it when you have Sonny out.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah.
Now, Dallas, I was saying, is always kind of crazy.
Yeah.
What are you expecting tonight?
Well, it's Saturday night, and I mean, I don't know, you know, these things evolve, and, you know, I think it's because of the place here at the park here. It's a fun place to see a show, and they can tailgate, and there's all kinds of other things to do out here. This has turned into, like, a really great place to come see a show.
Yes, it has.
Particularly when it's blowing 30 miles an hour.
I know. I saw you guys had, you know, like, kind of reinforcing the set a little bit because
it's so
windy.
Well, swinging up there. Yeah, let me know if it falls, will you?
I'll run out and see you.
I trust my riggers. No, but I just think it's like, and again, I have worked out, you know, back in the way back days, I did a lot of work in Texas before anybody ever really knew who I was, and except the people in Texas, and they've always been very, very appreciative, and I have tried to reciprocate.
Yes.
So I'm very happy to be here, and yeah, I felt it coming in, driving through the parking lot, that it was, you know, I went, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a Mardi Gras parade.
Yep.
So I'm ready. That puts me in a mood. It doesn't take me much to get in a Mardi Gras mood.
Yeah. Well, I noticed that up at thenewmargaritaville.com, there's a great rehearsal video of you guys. I think it's in your hotel room or somebody's hotel room in Atlanta. Are you guys going to do more of those?
Yeah, I mean, what we're doing is playing around with streaming. You know, we're streaming out rehearsals here because I think people kind of like that because it's a little more kind of, you know, shows what we actually do work.
Yeah.
But, yeah, the kind of things, I mean, we do have these vocal rehearsals and things. They're a lot of fun. And so we just started shooting them, and I thought people would like to just see, you know, us when we're just kind of working on parts of it. And, you know, I'm hearing that people really like the show, and I'm glad because there's a reason we do work hard on this.
Yes, you guys do.
Yeah, so, and I'm glad it's appreciated.
Okay, and one last question. I've heard that you're a Lost fan. Are you going to watch the season finale tomorrow?
You know, I am not going to watch it tomorrow because I don't want to see it with commercials.
I'm
going to wait 2 days and download it. Because, they're going to cram it up. I actually went to a party when they were filming the last episode when we were in Hawaii. I went to the Lost rap party in Honolulu.
Ah.
Oh, yeah. So, and there are a lot of parrot heads, Josh and Jorge and who else? A bunch of Michael, the guy that plays Ben. There are a lot of fans, and my friend Jack Bender directs it. So I've known those guys on and off from going to Hawaii for all these years. So it was pretty fun that night. I actually played that party.
You did?
I played the Lost party. I'm sure that there's YouTube stuff up there, but I played the Lost rap party.
That's cool.
So. And I didn't want, because they were talking about stuff, and I'd run out of the room, because I don't know anything, and I don't want to know anything.
Oh, okay.
But, yes, I'm going to watch it. But, you know, I don't know. I don't watch all those commercials.
Yeah. No, me either.
I'm going to wait for 2 days and download.
Do you have any ideas what you think's going to happen? Any guesses?
Well, yeah. I mean, I've been watching everything. Well, you know, the monster's got to go back in the hole, don't you think? You know?
Yeah.
But who's going to put it in? They're killing people off pretty quick, man. They're here towards the end, man. The way they took, what was the guy out? Richard out. Man, he needed to go. I didn't like him anyway. The monster just kicked his ass, man. He was gone. It wasn't no goodbye, no death scene, nothing. Zoom, bam.
See ya.
So they're knocking him off pretty good. So I'm excited. You know, they've gotten me to where I want to go. I want a few more knots tied, though. I don't want to be left alone here. But
yeah.
All I can say is that the writers who I know said, hey, there's logic to what we're doing here. Don't worry. We're going to tie it all up. So they didn't say that.
Okay, good.
So
that's all I know. You heard it here first.
All right. Good to see you, Kirsten.
Thank you so much.
Thank y'all for listening. We'll see you again from Boston next time.
Yep.
All right. Take care.
Have a good break.
Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Radio Margaritaville. Kirsten just wrapped up the interview with Jimmy. and he looks great tonight. He has a orange shirt on and, you know, board shorts, of course, and flip-flops. I'm sure that he's probably going to autograph and then kick off into the crowd at some point tonight. We are in Frisco, Texas, which is just outside of Dallas, and we're going to be coming to you live from the stage feed any minute now with Elo. Jimmy's going to be introducing him. This is Radio Margaritaville on Sirius XM. Stay tuned.